Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew. With the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to the computer corner. Cruising down another just beautiful Saturday afternoon for us. Rains went away.
The rain was kind of nice, though, this morning.
Was nice. It was nice. Those of you that normally get rain all the time, we now get it. But we're done with it. Now you can have it back.
Yeah.
We were talking in terms of this new spurge, the scourge. Can you tell what I'm having a problem with in my yard? The scourge of the internet now that is impacting those of you that are bloggers. All of these fake blogging sites that are put up. And the link backs and all the garbage that those of you that are into blogging understand. We're just trying to get people up to speed on what this problem is and what they can do, what small parts you can play to make sure that you don't encourage these yahoos, these muyucks, from continuing on with this activity, because it's clogging up the blogosphere, and it's bad, and these people need to stop. They're not gonna, but don't give them what they want, which is a click. Don't click that blog! Unless you know who it is. It's like email all over again, isn't it? Anyway, if you want to learn more, visit our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and check out the plethora of ways to learn about splogs and splogging and what you can do about it. Back to the phones.
Back to the phones we shall. And next to Paul in Tempe. Paul, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, afternoon, evening.
I'll do my quick question, then hang up and let somebody else get on.
You know what? Just hang on until we're done with you.
Okay.
What's your question?
This past week, I was doing a search for something I can't even remember, and in my search, there was an application, and I right-click to view file in folder, and it brought up a few prefetch executable applications. Then when I looked at view hidden files or folders, it listed so many I would need several sets of toes and fingers to...
Were these files that ended with .pf? Or do you remember?
I don't remember.
Do you remember the folder? Were they in the actual prefetch folder?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what prefetching is?
That was my question.
Okay. All right. I was just trying to figure out exactly where we're going with this.
Is the information something my operating system needs, or is it something that...
Just let me tell you what prefetching is. Windows tries to guess, based on your previous activity, what you might use again. So it loads these prefetching files into memory.
Okay.
So one of the things that can slow your machine down is if you have way too many things in your prefetch folder.
Yes.
But this is not like cookies or temporary files where you want to clean them out constantly. So maybe every quarter, every 6 months or so, you can go in there and just remove all those files and then let it reload the prefetch based on what you're doing.
Okay.
Because what it ends up is holding on to these things in case you decide you want to use those applications again in the future. And because it's prefetched, it loads quicker.
So something you're going to notice right after you've done a cleanup of your prefetch files is that your machine may seem to take a little longer to boot and to start up. And for your normal functions, things that you use all the time, they may take a little bit longer until the machine learns again that these are things you do regularly. And then it will create those prefetch files again, which will make that faster. So there's an upside, which is it could help some of the performance of your machine, but there's a downside in that it will also impact you negatively for a small amount of time until it learns again what your regular patterns are.
And you probably wanted to know more along the lines, is this dangerous? This is not dangerous. It is part of the operating system. It's all good. You can learn all about prefetching on the internet. If you just type in prefetching, all one word, no dash or anything, or prefetch, and you'll find all kinds of things in Google. So, all right, when we come back, we got our head whack of the week and some other news and items, and of course your questions and calls. One line open, 602. Two lines open, 602-277-5827.
Ken and Brandon back after the radio.